moving on down the agenda, monthly budget report.
Good morning, Commission.
Morning.
I sent you guys at the end of, or at the beginning of this month, the totals at the end of May. I'm going to read off the, for the ones that are collecting sales tax. GCR right now, at the end of May, has $4,158,577.24. Year to date, the revenues were just over $4.5 million. Expenditures were just over $5.5 million. For road and bridge, the beginning balance or the ending balance in May is going to be $12,675,586.30. Revenue is going to be just under $4 million. Expenditures were just over $3.3 million. The law enforcement tax fund is at $437,110.56. The revenues were just over $1 million this year or so far, and expenditures is just over $1.7 million. Sewer ended with $12,043,068.83, with revenues just over $3 million and expenditures just over $5.2 million. With the document that was presented to you at the end, beginning of this month for the end of May, do you, Commission, has any questions?
I don't.
On the law enforcement tax, how much of that is owed to GCR?
$300,000.
I thought so. Wanted to verify. Thank you.
And we still are waiting for the amount to be enough to be able to give that amount to GCR.
Yeah, and our next payment's in what, October? Is it October that we have the interest payment?
I believe so.
For the payment, okay. Thank you.
Approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve check number 459337 to 459358. And check number 459360 through 459409. Warrants 7412 through 7416. And one journal entry or transfer.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve check number 459359.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for, regular session minutes. I've got June 1st and May 27th and June 1st, 2020. And then June 1st or May 20th executive session minutes and May 27th executive session minutes along with June 1st. 2020 executive session minutes.
I have a quick question on the executive. Whenever we vote to come out, should that not say roll call vote?
Yes, should be.
So I'd like to make that change. think both sets say vote. It needs to be roll call vote.
And which minutes are those?
The executives. All executives. Any motion and vote taken, or any vote taken in executive, needs to be roll call.
Roll call vote.
I know that was written on the...
Yeah. That's always the case.
What's that? Doesn't need to be taken, but no, the roll call is only during executive. And I'm showing regular session minutes for May 20th, May 27th, and June 1st. And then executive for May 27th and June 1st. Is that what you guys have?
Yes.
I'm showing the exec for May 20th.
Executive on the 27th and the 1st. Is that what you said?
Blessed.
Yes. And... on the first, the corrections have been made.
Okay.
On the one that's there.
Move to approve regular session minutes for May 20th, 2020, May 27th, 2020, and June 1st, 2020.
Second.
Don't I need to abstain from the 27th? I was absent.
Up to you.
Yeah. Okay.
Revise my motion to exclude May 27th, 2020.
Revise my second to exclude the 27th.
Aye.
Aye.
Oh.
So the motion is second, sir.
Motion and a second. Do we have a second?
I can't.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve regular session minutes for May 27th, 2020.
Second.
All abstain.
Call the vote.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Abstain. Motion carries.
And then move to approve executive session minutes for May, excuse me, for June 1st, 2020.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve executive session minutes for May 27th, 2020.
And both of those are with corrections?
With corrections, yeah. Excuse me.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All abstain. Motion carries.
I think that's all.
That's it.
Okay.
Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Bid recommendation for county road signs number 202005-448.
Thank you.
To RFB 202005-448. This was requested by a Ridden Bridge Administrator, Devin Huff. We received 5 bids. And because there were so many there wasn't just one item, there were several items, we decided to do a pricing average. The first response was Missouri Department of Corrections, Missouri Vocational Enterprises out of Jefferson City. Their pricing average was high. Lytle Enterprises out of Frankfort, Ohio, moderate, but they carry no stock. Newman Signs out of Jamestown, North Dakota. Moderate. They do carry in stock. Osborne Associates out of Logan, Ohio. Moderate. They do not carry stock. Vulcan Signs out of Foley, Alabama. Low. They do not carry any in stock.
I'd like to add to that, Vulcan did not send in a signed addendum, which to me would disqualify. And Lytle did not send in a signed addendum. The other three, Missouri Vocational, Newman, and Osborne, did send them in.
You should have a pricing sheet in your packets.
Do you have a recommendation?
My recommendation would be Newman Signs as primary. They are, they do have everything in stock. They're our current vendor now. And we have a quick turnaround time. The Missouri Vocational, being they have a lot in stock, they are higher, but to have them as a secondary. And then I would recommend Osborne Associates. They do not carry anything, but due to their pricing, I'm not familiar with their company on what the turnaround time would be. But put them as tertiary.
I told you to quit doing that. I hate having to say that word. Can you say they're Newman's who we're currently with?
Correct.
There's several items I see that the Missouri Vocational did not bid on. Are those?
Yeah, primarily our square post.
So it looks like they don't make the posts and stuff, but they just make
right.
signs.
They make signs.
Just signs.
They still make license plates?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that's where we get ours. For our unit.
Do you guys have any other questions?
No.
I don't.
Move to award bid number 202005-448. To Newman Signs Incorporated as primary, Missouri Department of Corrections, Missouri Vocational Enterprises as secondary, and you said Osborne, correct?
Yeah.
Osborne Associates Incorporated as tertiary.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Bid recommendations for tax management software number 202005-450.
This RFP was requested by our County Collector, Mona Koch, County Assessor, Chuck Penner, and County Clerk, Donna Neely. We've received one bidder from Ulrich Software Incorporated out of Nixa, Missouri. Their bid came in at $49,670.